You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, May 30th, 11 a.m. Willamette National Forest, site of the Tumblebug Complex fire. The crunching sound of my footsteps as they break through a crust of baked-on, fallen needles disturbs the eerie silence in this burned-out forest landscape. Charred, standing, and fallen logs remain as ghostly artifacts of a formerly vigorous rainforest architecture. On September 12th of last year, a lightning storm ignited 24 fires in the tinder-dry Cascade Forest southeast of Oak Ridge. 2 weeks later, 35-mile-per-hour wind gusts from the east and an extremely dry understory caused an explosive conflagration. The resulting fires took weeks to control and sent plumes of blinding smoke northward into Canada. My reasons for wandering through this charcoal devastation are both a curiosity to see what remains here and a culinary passion. The best places to encounter the ephemeral springtime emergence of succulent morel mushrooms in our area are forests that have recently burned. Morels are the holy grail for mushroom hunters. They are the spring wildflowers of this scorched terrain. Their networked, wrinkled caps are the exact color of the crispy yellow-brown forest floor. In fact, they are so perfectly cryptic that unless you have a proper search image, you can easily walk right by a group of them growing on open ground. When cooked, their flavor and texture is unique, earthy. Their form is equally distinctive. They are both sturdy and fragile, graceful and clumsy, beautiful and ugly. Walking through a recent burn can be dangerous. The brittle, charcoal-covered skeletal remains of a forest are easily disturbed. This is no place to be in a windstorm. As I search the forest floor, I notice that there are many other types of fungus that send up their spore-bearing structures after a fire. In fact, closer inspection of the crispy carpet of fallen needles reveals a great and colorful diversity of tiny mushroom caps as well as other flat and cup-shaped spore-bearing fungal productions. Morels are just one species among many that are desperate to reproduce after a fire. These mysterious fungal organisms live and grow hidden beneath the ground, forming a living network of connections between soil nutrients and forest plants, providing benefits that are little understood by biologists. There are other signs of new life amidst the devastation. Tiny mosses form a green gossamer coating on parts of the ground. Delicate spore capsules atop thin stalks ripen the next generation to be carried away by summer breezes. Flat green liverworts, among the most primitive of multicellular plants, colonized the moist drip lines beneath fallen logs. A brilliant velvety red net-winged beetle crawls across the surface of a charcoal log. The sound of flowing water leads me to the base of a rolling hill. The narrow canyon, formed by a tiny tributary of the Middle Fork of the Willamette River, has created a green sanctuary for forest plants. Ferns, lilies, saxifrage, Oregon grape, alder, big leaf, and vine maple, cedar, hemlock, and Douglas fir all survive here next to the protective, life-giving creek. Given time and the right circumstances, this repository of rainforest plants and animals will reinvade the bare, scorched hillside and restore life in the forest. The Lane County chapter of the Native Plant Society of Oregon invites you to join Alan Curtis on a wildflower tour of Horse Rock Ridge in the Coburg Hills. This 3-mile walk with wonderful views and great botanical diversity will take place on Saturday, June 5th. Meet at 9 a.m. at South Eugene High School. Bring water and lunch. For more information, call 541-345-5531. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y at msn.com.